MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, September 7, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Machete attack in Lynn and a stabbing in Salem.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, the high school football season kicks off tomorrow night, and Tom Brady returns to Gillette this weekend. Rick?
Sunny today, temperatures in the mid to upper 80s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 6.04 p.m. Unfortunately, we start today's news with word of more local violence. Once again, in Lynn, the Daily Item is reporting that three juveniles were taken into custody following an alleged attack with a machete yesterday afternoon on Fayette Avenue. According to the police report, the injuries were not serious. Yesterday's event follows a weekend that had two separate deadly shootings. Salem police were searching last night for a person who stabbed an unarmed resident on Palmer Street near the Palmer Cove Yacht Club. The report in the Salem News indicates the victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The Beverly City Council and the Planning Board held a joint public hearing on Tuesday night regarding the definition of accessory dwelling units. Beverly Planning Director Darlene Wynn on the advantage of ADUs.
More likely to be affordable compared to, you know, multifamily brand new apartment construction. So they become less costly option for middle income households. They're a good entry point into the market for smaller families or kind of a step for people who are looking to downsize but don't want to leave the community. They also allow seniors to maybe keep their larger home, but rent out a smaller unit to a single person or a couple. They have a low impact on the environment and the neighborhood. They do not, involve removing large open space areas. They're not large construction projects. They are built where there's already water, sewer, and street infrastructure. So it's a kind of gentle density, one unit here and there throughout a neighborhood.
Why does Beverly need additional housing stock?
There's a number of different demographic factors, but one is that throughout the entire nation, household size is decreasing, which drives the demand for more housing units as fewer people live in each of those housing units, as family sizes are generally smaller than they used to be. Housing creation from over the 30 years from 1990 to 2020 was significantly significantly less than from between 1960 and 1990. So in Beverly specifically, we built 4,800 housing units between 1960 and 1990, and only 1,900 housing units between 1990 and 2020, while population is increasing and our household size is decreasing. And as people will note here, more than two-thirds of our housing units in Beverly recently have been built downtown, so we're looking at this as an option to kind of spread out some of the new housing units that are built and the housing opportunities.
Wynn adds that the goal is to increase affordable housing units in the city. However, there will be restrictions in size, ownership, and usage.
Property owner must live on site in either the primary residence or the accessory dwelling unit. So the property, the land, the lot itself is owner-occupied. There must be one on-site parking space. Only one accessory dwelling unit is permitted per parcel. The deed cannot be split between the ADU and the principal building, so it must remain a single property under single ownership. And transient lodging, aka short-term rentals, are not permitted in the accessory dwelling unit.
Beverly City Planner Darlene Wynn speaking at this week's public hearing that can be viewed on BevCam. And Salem City Councilors will likely support a $53 million tax break for the future marshalling of offshore wind turbines in Salem Sound. Salem News reporter Dustin Luca writes today that the council vote could come soon and would be in place to support Crowley Wind Services. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Red Sox lost to the Rays last night in Florida. Here is baseball insider Andy Carboni.
Yeah, it was an ugly scene last night at Tropicana Field. Red Sox batters struck out 17 times, losing to the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1. Ray starter Tyler Glasnow struck out 14 Red Sox batters in just 6 innings of work. Overall, in the 3-game series against the Rays, the Red Sox struck out 47 times. The Sox return to Fenway tomorrow night, opening up a 7-game homestand against the Orioles and Yankees. Red Sox now at 72-68 on the season, 4th place in the AL East, 16.5 games behind the Orioles. Sox also 5 games behind the Blue Jays for that final AL wildcard spot.
Thanks, Andy. The Patriots are preparing for Sunday's season opener against Philadelphia at Gillette. Kickoff at 4:25 on Sunday. The team will be honoring Tom Brady at that game. Here's Coach Bill Belichick.
Good to have Tom back, always.
Patriots coach Bill Belichick. High school football opens up this weekend. The defending Division I state championship St. John's Prep Eagles travel Friday night to Marshfield, a very strong D2 school. Prep coach Brian St. Pierre is confident his Eagles are ready to compete in the 2023 season.
Yeah, I think when you look at our front seven, I think both sides are strengths for us. On defense, Mason McSweeney at defensive end, Matt Callahan and Marquise Avery at the edge outside linebacker positions. Two inside backers, John DeGittis and Jackson Tucker, all back, all had significantly big impacts on our team last year. Alex Bajoris is an emerging nose guard for us as a junior. So we feel really good about the front seven defensively. Offensively, we have 3 starters back on the line. Graham Roberts, Wells Gillette, who's a captain, and Jack DeFilippo. So we feel good there, too. Deacon Robillard will be our quarterback. He was 7-0 as a starter last year and won a state title, so he'll be back. We have the 2 guys behind him, Jimmy Nardone and Carl Michael Munz. They're both experienced junior and a senior who know our offense, so feel good there as well. So we need some guys to step up at receiver. Running back Cam LaGrasse, we feel really good about, and Dylan Aliberti, both returners. So. Should be okay.
Again, prep coach Brian St. Pierre, again, kickoff 7 Friday night in Marshfield. The Salem News 2023 High School Football Preview section is out today. This is Executive Sports Editor Phil Stacey.
A lot of stuff, a lot of names, a lot of facts, figures, previews for the 15 teams in our readership area, as well as Manchester, Essex, and Gloucester from the Gloucester Times. We have previews. We have who's going to start. We have schedules. We have quotes. We have all kinds of stats. We have photos from last year, new photos from this year. There's a lot of good stuff in there. And then if you look in the paper itself, this is like a supplement inside the paper, but in the actual sports section itself, Matt Williams and I have had fun the last couple of years doing what we call like a crystal ball, where we take 2 days, the day before the season starts and the day of the season, and just kind of have a little bit of fun trying to look into the future, so to speak, and see what we transpire seeing. You know, who might lead the area in rushing? Who might have the most receiving yards? Who's going to have the stingiest defense? Which linemen should you be looking out for? Things like that. So it's a lot of football. I mean, you know, that's what people love. People love all sports, but people love high school football. People gear up for it. People get excited for it. So we try to bring them the best that we can. It certainly was different this year without having Gene DiPlasto as part of it, as well as Nick Kukru, who's no longer working for our company, took another job. So a little more work for us, but that's fine. We were able to pull it all together. Matt Williams, of course, did an incredible job. Nick Genino, great job by Nick. All of our photographers, our page paginators, really did a great job on the cover and putting the pages together and whatnot. So it's always a team effort and one that we're really proud of. And, we hope that people enjoy it when it comes out Thursday.
This week, we have some great podcasts up. The Salem News Sports Writers, the North Shore Sports Desk, the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, and a bunch of local football coaches. So check them out. That's sports with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. This is North Shore Today, and you can always contact us at our contact link at the top of the webpage. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based
Daily Magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content. Powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.